Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Which one is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
The Premier League is back and our World Service members have been getting the full treatment this week. You guys, you do very well on a Monday, there's no doubt, but sometimes it takes the rest of the week for Ken's football-related thoughts to be fully teased out. Hey, Murph.
Hey, Owen, how's it going?
Take, for example, his relaying of Diego Torres describing Robert Lewandowski as, was it a pigeon?
Yeah, pigeon. A pigeon fancier. Yeah, it was a pigeon fancier as opposed to like an actual pigeon. It was a person who loves pigeons, not the pigeon itself.
Well, this led to an email from a listener, which in turn led to just a lot of ornithological terminology.
Suggested Hatch has something to do with eggs. And I can see how you might think that. But actually, Hatch, in this sense, I think is more likely to derive from the Middle English hetche, meaning hetche. Imagine you're in a Danish cop show or hetche.
Yes.
So, which means, of course, Owen, gate. Oh, that's interesting, isn't it? There is a chime there with some of our European cousins, although it's not the Spanish with their pigeons. It's, of course, remember when we were walking down Unterden Linden, Owen?
Yeah, I'll never forget it.
And what do we find at the end of
Brandenburg Gate?
The Brandenburg Gate. And what's the Brandenburg Gate called in German?
Brandenburger Tor.
Brandenburger Tor. And why is it called it? Why is it a Tor? Why is it called it? Because Tor means, Tor is what they call that thing, a gate. You know, admittedly, the Brandenburg Gate doesn't look like any gate we ever saw. But it is a word in German for a kind of an archway, which usually is in a city wall. The Tor, that's why it's called a Tor. So Germany, the Germans, when they were deciding, well, what are we going to call this thing? Does the Brandenburg Gate look like a goal with the pillars in the way? Maybe like when they get a penalty in hurling, it looks a bit like that. But usually you don't have those pillars. Mm-hmm. But that is, I think it's an insight into the German mind. You know, what will we call this thing? Well, what does it look like? It looks like a Tor. Well, let's call it that. Let's call it a tour. In French, Owen, the word for goal is but. But. What does but mean? It means aim, target, objective, which is what a goal is in the abstract plane. I mean, the Germans are more concrete. They say, what is this thing? It looks like a gate. Let's call it a gate. The French are more abstract. It's like, what are we all about? What are we trying to do? What is our aim? What are we trying to achieve? Let's call it that. Or it could be also that they're just translating into French from the English goal meaning, which also means an aim or an objective in that sense. But obviously the French would never use an English word because it makes them feel terrible about themselves when that happens. So they call it but. In Spain, what do they call it? They don't have that problem. They just call it a goal. What are these people calling this thing? Goal? Well, that's what we're going to call it. So, Hatch does not have anything to do with eggs. It has to do with someone who lurks near the gate or hatch in order to, take credit for anything that goes on in that general area.
You're telling me, Monday Only Members, you are willing to deprive yourself of that level of ornithological knowledge available only to World Service members. Come on.
It seems unlikely, doesn't it, that someone could resist after that?
A player who may be out of the Premier League soon enough is Bernardo Silva, and he's got a bit of a gripe with his English footballers covered, certainly his team.
I'm not complaining here, but I feel like other clubs get a lot more credit than Man City for doing less. For example, when I was at Benfica, a huge club in Portugal with more fans, more everything. He seems to be saying more fans than City, which I guess is true. In their home country, I mean, it's undoubtedly true. Around the world, City have projected themselves a lot in recent years. But he says, when I was in Benfica, a huge club in Portugal, more fans. You do something nice, they make it look like it's great. Here at Man City, you do something great, and they make it look like it's just good. Again, I'm not complaining. But playing in the Premier League and winning 4 titles in 5 years and checking the Premier League team of the year every year and knowing we're never the team that has the most players. We don't have the best manager. We don't have the best players. But we still win 4 Premier Leagues in 5 years. Yeah. Just doesn't make sense.
I think you could be saying that Benfica have more fans in Portugal than other Portuguese clubs. As in, we're the best supported club in Portugal. And yet everybody was still willing to praise us, whereas we're with this big club in England. Nobody's given a certain.
Who do you think he's talking about there? Norwich or
which other club? We haven't won quite as many Premier League titles in the last few years, but have pushed Man City pretty close.
Brighton.
It probably shows Man City players don't get as much credit as they should. For me, it doesn't matter. Honestly, I'm happy with the titles we have, with the memories we have. In the last 5 years, we won 4 times. Of course.
Did I mention the titles?
We don't get the credit that we deserve. So it's all trophies, no credit.
He's so fucked off with Liverpool getting all of this praise that he's literally going to leave the country.
So you can hear more of that in our Thursday football podcast. If you out now for members, if you become a member, you can hear that. You can also get loads more football coverage on the other days of the week as well. So you get Monday, you get Thursday, and you get plenty of football. What are the other ones during the week? Tuesday, Wednesday.
Your Fridays of this world,
rounding out the week. Of course, yeah. We also had US Murph this week on Vince Scully, who passed away. He's widely regarded as the greatest sportscaster in US history, and he was the man of the mic for The Catch, one of US Murph's most beloved sporting moments.
I mean, he was so good. He was their national football guy, and he had the NFC Championship between the Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers. He's the one who says, "Montana, looking, Dwight Clark caught it." And then, and I'm going to start crying. He lays out, doesn't say a word for 32 seconds. We timed it. As they just show the maniacal scenes of a city finally realizing its first championship and all the old San Francisco faces of my youth hugging and knocking each other over and screaming and losing our heads. And he comes out of that 32-second break of cheers by saying in his Bronx accent, "It's a madhouse at Candlestick," which is one of my favorite lines in the history of U.S. sports broadcasting. Because he, even though he's a Dodger and Jackie Robinson and Sandy Koufax and all that stuff, he was... like, he nailed it. It was, and then he says, and it's one of these things that, and we'll get into more of these lines that he says, he's a poet. He's an Irish poet. I saw somebody call him, if you want to get into that whole American-Irish thing, they said, "Rest in peace, I hope I'm saying this right, Shanachie, is that right?
Shanachie. It's a storyteller. Yeah.
So one American writer who knew his business said, "The Shanachie has gone to rest." And, he's got, it's like, cause he says, "Dwight Clark stands 6'4", but is 10 feet tall in the estimation of this crowd." And this is as the crowd's still roaring maniacally. These are some of the greatest lines in San Francisco sports history. And they're uttered by Vin Scully, the Dodger broadcaster, right? So the guy had a gift. He was an unbelievable practitioner of the English language. He had longevity like no other. He had a tone and a timbre that pleased everybody's ear. It was just so inoffensive and so soothing. And then we can go on, guys. 1974, Hank Aaron breaks Babe Ruth's record. Who's on the call? Vin Scully. I mean, come on, man. This guy's everywhere. And he says, again, that's where he lays out. He lays out for, I think, a minute, where he just lets the cheers go. And then he says the very famous, "And what a moment for this country. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the deep South for breaking an all-time record." That's what he said at the call.
We actually played a little bit of the Catch commentary last week, Murph, when we had heard that Vince Scully had died. But it's nice to hear it there underlaying Brian remembering, yeah, maybe, having his own recollections on it.
We shouldn't be too surprised that Brian was able to recite it basically verbatim just 41 years after it happened.
If you're concerned about mental health or looking to get into self-improvement, join me at the Piece by Piece podcast. There, I'm interviewing everyday people and experts alike about how to overcome difficulties around mental health. Speaking of which, I just released an interview with a mental health historian and another with two friends who are healthcare workers.
If these conversations interest you, check us out at Piece by Piece. That's Piece with an A, B-I, and then Piece with an I. Thank you so much.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's a beautiful summer's day. The breeze is stupendous.
Stupendous. Stupendous.
Would this podcast be even more stupendous without ads?
Without ads?
Ads. If so, then join us for daily commercial-free shows at secondcaptains.com for just €5 a month.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not bumping them up. I'm not Irish. I'm just saying my observations, they are amazing.
Stupendous.
The last clip we're going to play you today is a little bit of our rugby coverage. We talked about New Zealand having, of course, suffered a couple of defeats by Ireland and a series defeat by Ireland, were beaten by South Africa in their opening game of the Rugby Championship. The bit we'll play, though, is when the conversation moved on to the incident with Arenze, the South African player who was red carded for a really bad incident involving Beauden Barrett. That got us talking about more generally safety in the game, which got Shane Horgan thinking.
There's an uncomfortable conversation to be had here because, without a doubt, there is a connection in my mind between that challenge, Faf de Klerk's challenge, and the South African performance. And this is the sort of really fine line that people have to tread, because there was no doubt the commitment levels, the intensity that South Africa brought it from literally the first, you know, second of the game. Faf de Klerk was gone after 40 seconds. Now, his head was in the wrong position. It was poor technique. It was solely on him. But the speed he was coming out of the line at spoke to what South Africa were trying to establish from the word go. And his lack of concern about where his positioning was and the greater concern of his line speed, you know, is what's superseding, you know, the safety concerns. The same with Arendse. He was like that all day. He challenged incredibly aggressively, as all the South Africans did. Their kick chase was miles ahead of New Zealand. But the problem is, you know, everybody on a rugby field will, you know, do almost anything to try and win the game. Now, how do you weigh that against these safety concerns that we've mentioned? It's very, very difficult.
We also talked about matters on the pitch and posed the question, is it time to feel sorry for the All Blacks?
The answer
as regards
came back.
Losing all the matches. I'm obviously not talking about Beauden Barrett there in that incident. Mm. Just the more generally, should we suffer? And the answer to that is no, we shouldn't feel sorry for them losing matches. Yeah,
it came roaring back at you, pretty much from the second you asked it. Everyone else has been losing quite a lot of rugby games over the years, so why not try it out for a while, see how it takes.
The Second Captains podcast is now part of the Acast Creator Network. If you sign up to the World Service, you'll hear all our pods ad-free. And you know how to become a member. SecondCaptains.com. Cost of £5 a month plus VAT. It is the start of a new Premier League season. Sign up now, why don't you? Thanks, Berf.
Thank you, Owen.
Thanks so much for being with us today.
What phone is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home. Those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.